And welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show on philhendryshow.com. And I'm always checking levels, so don't worry about it.
Well, you're looking down at the
What was that you're looking at, Phil?
Looking down at our tune-in and our listen-live processing. For those of you who are listening to us on tune-in or listen-live, good morning to you. For those of you watching us here on Phil TV in HD, you guys have been hanging with me for the last half hour because we do a pre-show for our subscribers, and it is to those folks that I copped one of the first bits we're going to be doing here on the show.
So you're going to do that, is that right?
It's bitching, Mr. Hendry. I can't wait for that.
Are you going to do it? Because look, you can see the way this one's reacting.
Yes, I'm going to do it.
Oh, Jesus, Phil.
What do you mean, oh, Jesus, Phil?
So you're going to do that piece of material. Is that what I'm hearing you say? Just spit it out, Phil.
Yes, I'm going to do that piece of material. Yes. So what are you looking at?
I think you are sinking to a new... Just because you have the freedom of the internet doesn't mean that we all have to become... degenerates. It doesn't mean we all have to sink to the level of a degenerate reprobate, and that's what I think you have in store for all the people listening when you have going...
Whoa, don't you give it away. Don't you pretend that you give a shit about, language and all this stuff, only to give it away.
I'm not giving anything away, Phil.
Phil, I think she's only concerned with the young people listening.
That's my only concern, Phil. I'm not going to give away the fact you're going to have Fred Phelps fucked up the ass by the devil.
Oh, gee. God damn you, Margaret.
She did it on purpose. You ain't got... I'll go slug her.
Don't slug anybody.
I'm looking for the,
No, don't do anything. Don't help her. Don't help her get anything.
It's all right. I found it. The tampons.
Oh, jeez.
So, Phil, you got to go ahead and pull the trigger on that, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to pull... What are you talking about, pull the trigger? It's an obvious bit to do. Anyway, good morning to our program. I welcome you, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. We are at present... what are we doing? Well, we're at present just getting our act together here for this Friday. Thank God, man. Now I know why they call it Thank God It's Friday, you know?
They call it Thank God It's Friday.
Yes, they call it Friday.
Well, you're back, huh?
Yes.
Margaret, if you got to open up a box of tampons, are you swearing?
Am I swearing what?
You're opening up a box of tampons here.
Are these the extra slender that I asked for?
Get out of here with that, will you?
Oh, here they are.
So anyway.
What are you doing, Mr. Henry?
All I'm trying to figure out here right now before I flip my lid is what happened to our graphic. Ah, there it is. It's very graphically graphic. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and the best thing that's going on, the biggest piece of news today, which is always the big news, is it's Friday. So that means we've got two glorious days to sit on our dead asses and do nothing, which is exactly what I do. As I was just saying to the pre-show audience, we have had some beautiful weekends. Last weekend, excuse me, I am suppressing a belch.
Yeah, and you're giving me a hard time about that.
Well, you know, Margaret, I'm suppressing it. I don't sit here and go burp. You know,
Margaret, that's a very good point, and you ought to take heed of the. See, look right here, Phil, on the TV. Look at right there. They're showing the airplane.
I know they're showing the airplane. I can see the airplane. So what happened was, well, let me just finish my thought. We've had beautiful weekends, and this past weekend, I looked out, as I was saying, out of the bay window of my large palatial, house, right on the sand, not really. Here at the beach. Well, yes, it is a beach. And I saw umbrellas. It was gorgeous. Beautiful umbrellas of people just speckled and scattered without. Now, while we enjoy our lives, I got to say one thing here.
Are you giving a speech again?
This is not a speech about Obamacare or anything. This is just, I want to say something because I don't understand this, and I haven't said anything about it. And now it's really starting to irritate the shit out of me. And that is the people on Twitter who are repeating the same version of this.
It's a little bit over the top with this Malaysia Air coverage.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I see the same thing, too.
What are they saying?
There's people on Twitter especially saying that the Malaysia Air is over the top, too much coverage. What's with it? Mia Farrow, the actress whose daughter recently... was the the focus of some attention because she had made some very, very serious accusations about her stepfather, Woody Allen, molesting her. The young lady I chose to believe because I read her comments. I read the specificity of what she was saying. That's just me. I'm not going to get into a discussion about that. But Mia Farrow turns around and asks, while she asks the world to take serious care of her daughter's contentions and assertions concerning her stepfather.
That was some big words.
You were using big words.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about the big words, bud. Just get a dictionary and look them up, okay? So...
I don't know about insertion and everything.
Well, it's not insertion. He's not talking about inserting something. Your mind is a filth pit, bud. Your brain and your mind are both together pits of filth, and you ought to be sealed up in the very same...
Thank you, General. Thank you. All right. So, meanwhile, Mia Farrow was one of these people on Twitter saying, isn't this Malaysia Air coverage over the top? Now, anybody that says that, you should only lose your kid never to find out whatever happened to them. I swear to God, that's what you fucking deserve. You know, if you're talking about, this is a 200 and some odd people are missing. There's an entire aircraft, a 777, a jumbo jet, in a land, in a day, in an age, in a realm, in the Middle Earth of...
what are you talking about, Middle Earth?
Just, never mind. In a country, in a world... in a world where there is radar, where there's air traffic control, where you got spy satellites up the fucking ass, and we've lost an entire jet, and there are people on this jet that are children, they are parents, they're loved by people, for God's sake, and some fuckheads on Twitter are talking about over-the-top coverage? God damn it, that stuff really, I ain't said nothing about that, you know. But when I saw there was an issue here, from me, a goddamn Farrow, of all the people that I would have thought would have some sensitivity to something like this, I would have thought it would have been that woman, you know? Because there was a lot of people that sort of, when she made the statements that she made, and her daughter made the statements, came to their defense, or gave a credibility to what they were saying, because my credulity, because their credulity affected my ability to obtain their credulity in the credibility.
Well, Phil, you love that word credulity, and you're going to beat it into the ground until it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, Mr. Harry, on a credulity.
Look, at Phil is using, it may be a 50-cent word, it may be a 75-cent word, but I'll tell you something, I'll take the 75 cents, well...
Yeah, I can do a lot more with the 75 cents and get them buy a word with it.
Well, what are you going to do with the 75 cents?
Can we get back to what I'm saying here? What are you going to do with the 75 cents? What, instead of buy a word?
Little bit.
So anyway, how's Carlito these days?
Fine.
So anyway, here's this cat or kitten. Here's this chick, you know, Mia Farrow. Talking all this smack, so I'm not going to go into any great depth with this shit other than to say that I think what ought to be said. And I know there's a lot of people who feel the same way. Are you kidding me or something? What do you mean over the top? This is an extremely compelling story. And it involves, look at the people that are in pain. They're in agony. Where are their children? Where are their parents? Where are their loved ones? Where's their sister? Where's their brother? And these motherfuckers who spend the whole fucking day filling the Twitter feeds of people with the most blasé and banal shit. You spend all day, man, filling up somebody's timeline with these observations that I guess some people think it's right out of H.L. Mencken. I got news for you. Half of that shit, man. I'm perfectly honest with you. I don't even know why I follow half the motherfuckers I follow on that thing. Because there ain't nothing happening. I do because, you know, about a quarter of the time, they're saying something I'm really interested in. So if you put it all together, it makes 100%, you know?
Well, Phil, you better be careful because you do follow some very important people. People that can certainly assist you in many of these things that you now wish to do in the days and the years that you have left you.
Well, thank you very much, Mother Cabrini.
Yay!
Ain't that something?
Mother Cabrini, huh?
Well, you're giving me, you might as well have been reading right out of a little novena booklet. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, and Margaret doesn't, that's all Catholic stuff, as the general would say.
Well, yes, you talk about Catholicism, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's Catholic.
No, it's Catholic.
Oh, I see, all right.
Whew, man.
Well, what does that mean, Phil? Whew, man. Are you saying that I've got... Are you saying that I've got one foot in it? Is that it? Are you saying that I've got one foot in a nut ward and the other one on the bus to Rikers Island? What are you saying?
I'm saying that you ought to understand that it's called Catholic, not Catholic. That's all, General. I don't mean to yell at you.
Have a care, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Good, General. You want me to make you a hot cocoa?
I don't drink that shit. I told you, you-who or nothing. It's you-who by night or we die.
Yes, sir.
It's you-who by night or we die.
You heard me right.
Bob Bakian is hovering around hell as we speak, as Fred Phelps is, as far as I know, has entered the gates of hell and is about to begin a ritual which is not always reserved for individuals, not 100% the individuals that do make it into hell, if you want to put it that way. However, this is being definitely reserved for Bob Bakian, excuse me, Bob, for saying that. Where is Bob?
Better get him up on a helicopter on a helicopter connection.
Yeah, you do that, bud.
What are you waiting for, bud?
I'm just looking into the...
Yeah. So, we're going to get Bob Bakian on the line with us from hovering, as I mentioned, over hell. Okay, Bob, how are you doing this morning? It's Phil Hendry here, and tell us about it, huh?
Well, right now, looking down on the gates of hell, as you saw Fred Phelps being led through by some of the demon. There is a legion of demon that will lead Phelps down into hell. Now, the devil is getting set to... stripping his jockstrap off, and I can tell you right now...
All right, so you're getting a... I'm sorry to have to cut him off, but as soon as he said the devil's stripping off his jockstrap...
I think I want to go on the record, Phil, as say...
You already went on the record when you blurted out what was going to happen, okay? So no more going on the record, Margaret.
Oh, my God, what an abusive male. You know, you really are. Ladies, I want you to know something about Phil Hendry. He's abusive. He, you know,
To try not to turn this into a manifesto against every man on earth.
No, it's not a manifesto against every man on earth. Just you. My Frank knows how to treat a lady.
Margaret, I'm speaking to you directly and with great assertiveness because you opened your big fat yap.
Yeah, open up the big fat bazoo.
Do I have to take that from him?
Shut up, bud, okay?
That's it? Shut up, bud? Come here, bud.
Hey! No, don't quit.
Ow, she got my arm. She's going to rip it out of the socket. Ow!
Let the record show I'm not even holding on to him.
Yeah. Come on, bud.
You mean you didn't believe it?
No, I didn't believe it. She's going to rip it out of the socket.
One of these days, bud, I will be tearing it from the socket and no one will believe you. And on that day, on that glorious day, oh, baby.
You're going to tear my arm out of the socket.
Baby.
Yeah, okay. So you see the crew that I got, a bunch of maniacs? Oh, man.
Miss Annie, this is what you said. You want a bunch of maniacs?
You did. It sounded like a screech of pain.
It was a screech of pain. It was a screech of pain. All right, we're going to be back with Bob Bakian from the Gates of Hell as Fred Phelps takes the devil and takes it deep.
God almighty. God help you, Phil Hendry.
Yeah. And we will also have further comment on the Malaysia Air situation. We also have other news stories to get to. Twitter is up against it in Turkey. Not that that makes a big deal to me or to you, and it shouldn't. However, it is an interesting, if you will, statement vis-a-vis the freedom of the press of the shit, the thing that what you get to do when the... You know what I'm saying?
In other words, the freedom of speech.
Yeah, freedom of speech. Even though it is Turkey, and that doesn't matter to us, and it's probably... We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and we're also on TuneIn, live and mobile on TuneIn right now, live and mobile on Listen Live on our website right now.
Woo-hoo! The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by the good...
Hey, I'll read it. Phil Hendry Show brought to you by the makers of You-Woo. Not You-Who, but You-Woo. It's a chocolatey drink and you refrigerate it, but it's You-Woo.
Yes, it is You-Woo, manufactured in Shanghai.
Hello, my name is Clay Tartan, and I'm the manufacturer of You-Woo.
Years ago, when I drank Yoo-Hoo and I said, this is fine, it's so fine, I was looking at my girlfriend, 30 years younger than me, and I'd said, you're fine, but this is fine. At that point, we opened up our first Yoo-Hoo factory in Shanghai and sold it on the street. Now, many of the Chinese who I admire and love, however, they're not the brightest people. They're not the sharpest knives in the drawer. They're not the most electrified tool in the tool. He's getting sidetracked. Anyway, I tried it out, and it was fantastic. All right, baby, baby, baby. Welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show. I'm going to have to figure out the remote start here, bud.
But it's some kind of tricky everything.
It's not a remote start. What it is it's a bit of technology that we use to fade between cameras here on our, what is this thing called?
Well, it's called a webcast, you jack. Jesus H.
You don't even know what this is.
Yeah, it's our video cast.
Well, what do you do? You want me to, and you're telling me that I've got one finger up my, you talk about me, Phil, as if I've got one thumb in my rear end and the other thumb in the bottle of a Yoo-Hoo that I'm trying to drink. So in other words, while I'm trying to drink it, I've got a Yoo-Hoo and...
General, I got it about Yoo-Hoo, okay? Are you guys serious with Yoo-Hoo?
I didn't decide to make Yoo-Hoo. They made Yoo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo. All right, let's check this out, man. So you've got my point. God, look at the body on that, man. How old do you think she is?
Probably about 70, and I think that's Diane Keaton.
No, that ain't no Diane Keaton. I got news for you. Okay?
Yeah, she's 70, though. You all go and look at her body and stuff.
I don't care. What do I care? All right, so here it is. You're not going to do anything about it, but I'm going to say it again. I think it needs to be said. If you are bellyaching about the over-the-top coverage of Malaysia Air, I only hope you lose your kid in a fucking plane crash and you never find out what happened to them. Now, what do you think about Phil now, huh? You think I'm a real asshole? Well, what kind of a fucking asshole would be bitching about the coverage of this? If you don't want to watch it, turn it off. Turn it off. Don't start going public with,
geez, went to the over-the-top coverage of the thing.
And this goddamn Mia Farrow, I couldn't believe my fucking eyes. I was one of the people, as I said, that was sympathetic to the statements of her daughter. And I felt, somebody could have easily have said, and probably have, well, this goddamn Mia Farrow and her daughter, who the hell do you think they are taking on Woody Allen? I mean, that guy's one of the greatest things that ever happened to the human race, and you're this, that, and something else. So, I don't know.
Well, you know, Phil, you're just beating it into the ground. Yeah, no one gives a sweet thing, you know.
I don't think they do either, Phil.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they goddamn well do. You may not think that they do, but they do. But I've said it enough, and that's all I'm going to say. All right, Bob Bakian, hovering over the gates of hell right now, we'll be talking to him about Fred Phelps. And, Bob, what do we got?
All right, now, Phil, I'm going to tell you the devil has come out. The devil with his dick is hard, and Fred's now being spread there on the gates of hell. Fred is going to take the dick. And he's going to take it deep and hard. That's what I told him. I'm talking to Shorty Chipman, who's one of the demons. Now, you're a member of the Demon Legion, right, Shorty?
That's right. Right now, the devil's going to come out and going to do it.
We're having a very difficult time with our chopper to help communicate. But, Shorty, go ahead and tell us.
No, well, the devil's going to come out. And basically, the room, don't be a little bit of lube if you want, but not that much lube.
All right, they're not using, the devil doesn't use lube when he I almost used the N-word, and I would never do that. I'll talk about a guy getting, taking it in the ass from the devil, but I will never use the N-word. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, so if he wanted to use the lube.
Oh, that's right, Phil. He was talking about lube and whether or not the devil wants to use lube on Fred Phelps. We don't know. But,
whether the devil wants to use lube or does Fred get the option?
Does Fred get the option, Shorty?
No, you get me the goddamn. No, he wouldn't give a goddamn.
All right, so Fred doesn't get the option. He either takes it dry or he takes it lube, but it's the devil's call. And here we go. Yeah! All right, that's number one. Now, how many times is this going to happen?
Not throughout the day. It's eternity.
Oh, through eternity? But you said throughout the day.
Well, no, this is just one day. You guys just the end of time.
I see. So, Fred is...
What I understand is you said that the devil is going to be putting it to Fred Phelps in the ass.
Yes, that's in the ass. Yeah, where else is it going to be? Well, it could be in the face, sir. In the ass, Phil.
And that's for the rest of time.
And for the rest of time, but to you, it's a day.
Yeah, the day is only a day, yeah.
Okay, what happened to,
Not to communicate, that's time to do.
What?
What happened, bud?
We lost the communication.
Well, get it back, will you, for crying out loud? This is a red-letter day, if you'll pardon the expression. Bobby there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hit a button here. As soon as he said that the guys may take it dry, I couldn't take it. I jumped up and I hit the button. I said, I can't let anybody hear this. But that is the case, right, Shorty?
Yeah, you're probably going to take it dry.
All right, we just got the word up here in the chopper that Fred is going to have to take it dry, so... I probably shouldn't be a surprise, Phil. From hell, this is Bob Bacon, as Fred Phelps gets fucked in the ass by the devil.
Well, there you go.
Well, wasn't that just... Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Well, Phil, time will tell.
Time will tell what? So there it is. Fred Phelps takes it in the ass.
Yeah, and he took it dry, too.
And he took it dry from the devil. Now, that will be going on throughout the day. For you and I, it's going to be eternity, but for that demon, Shorty Schriftman, was that the guy's name?
I don't know. I think his first name's Shorty. I forget the last name.
All right, well, that's one of the Legion. He was saying to Bob, because he was the special commentator.
He was the color commentator.
Yeah, he's the color commentator. And Fred will be getting that throughout eternity for you and he.
What do you mean you and he?
Phil, don't put me in the middle of that.
I misspoke. For you and me. But for he, it will be eternity. For he, for you, for me, but for the devil and for the Legion.
Come on, Mr. Henry, you're confusing me, and I feel bad.
Will you shut up and let me finish? For me, he, and ye, will you? For me and you, it's going to be eternity. For the devil and, for the devil and his legions. Hey, what is that, man? Oh, that was the Air France thing. God almighty, I thought I saw a picture of guys. Yeah, it was, but that's Air France, right?
That is Air France, and those are the robot pictures from the Air France crash. That is not the Malaysia Air.
All right. So they had some robot pictures from a few years ago. All right, so for me...
Forget it, Phil. He'll be taking it deep and dry for the rest of time.
Yes, but for the devil and for the demon...
It's only one day.
It's only one day, there. Oh, God.
Jesus H., Henry, you think you spit that one out?
Yeah, well, I spit it out, but good luck, Fred, spitting yours out.
Yay!
Thank you.
Don't applaud that, bud.
I think it's great. I'm applauding what Mr. Henry said.
Thank you very much, bud.
Yeah, me too.
I'm surprised that both of you... I'm surprised that both of you would have a hand in this... Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's not you, is it?
No, that's... You know mine smell like Old Spice.
Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus, bud. That's as funky as it gets, Dad.
Yeah, I better go. Probably think if I eat lettuce.
Bud, there's nothing you can eat. There's nowhere you can go, and there's no doctor you can visit that... Ah, Jesus H.
Okay, man.
Man, bud, maybe eat a lemon rind or something like that.
That's it. I'll eat a lemon rind.
Yeah, sure, that'll help. A lemon rind? Dude, it's too late. It's too late, man. You know, you're going to have to push out whatever's in there first, and then start eating lemon rinds, and then maybe. I don't know how you get yours to smell like Old Spice.
Well, three guesses.
You drink Old Spice.
No, I don't drink Old Spice. When I said three guesses, then I was thinking that's what you're going to think. No, what I do, Phil, is I simply eat a very pure diet of broccoli, cauliflower, some boiled eggs.
Whoa, wait a minute.
You're telling me that you eat boiled eggs and you've got farts that smell like Old Spice. Lady, you are a witch.
Oh, so we're going to go there, right?
Yeah, yes, I will. I've got to do it, Phil. I'm sorry.
No, wait, we're not accusing anybody of witchcraft here.
I'm accusing her. Now, I just heard Fred Phelps take it dry. Yes, I did. Now, she's telling me she's got farts that smell like Old Spice. I call witchcraft. I call Wicca. And,
How about if you call a psychiatrist?
You're the one that ought to call the psychiatrist with a fart that smells like the sweetness of the Old Spice.
Why should I call a psychiatrist?
Because you're mentally... Doesn't she have to be mentally ill to have a fart smell like that?
No, she frankly doesn't. You'd have to be mentally ill. I'd have to be mentally ill. Wait a minute.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's mass hysteria, something like that.
All right, anyway, getting back to the planet Earth. So what else have we got? Now we got Malaysia Air. So let's forget about what's going on Twitter and how it's over the top and too much coverage. Who are they? I can't believe these people. That's like saying that the Kennedy assassination coverage or the Challenger explosion coverage or 9/11, all of that was over the top. Finding wreckage difficult due to ocean and weather. So what's happening right now is, you know, they saw those two big pieces of debris from the satellite picture, and these two pieces of debris have probably shifted from the time that the photograph was taken to today, you know.
What do you mean, Miss Harry?
Well, because the wind, the currents, which run counterclockwise in that part of the world, they run clockwise in our part of the world.
What do you mean, run clockwise?
These are the ocean currents, bud. Keep your hole shut while Mr. Henry's talking.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All right. So the currents run, counterclockwise in that part of the world. So what's happening is these are bits of debris, whatever they are, they're being moved about. And they're not obviously in the same place they were when the satellite picture was first taken. They're not obviously in the same place they were yesterday. The other problem, and probably, maybe it's not as serious, because they have sonar equipment, they have depth, they have equipment that can hunt for objects underwater, is that it may have sunk, or a lot of this debris may have sunk. I don't know how long, this is a piece of debris that was 75 feet long, and there was another piece of debris that was around 25, I think, or 30 feet long. Those objects are big enough to represent some portion or some part of the plane. Somebody said it would be a cargo container. What cargo container is 75 feet long?
Well, what would they keep in something like that?
An airplane wing?
Oh, well, you're a real smartass. You know,
hey.
Look, one of these days, when I don't get held back, bud, I'll come over there.
Yeah, and what do you do?
You know something? Wouldn't you like to know?
There is a 75... Don't go beating up on him just because he says an airplane wing.
Well, I don't like the fact that he's got wit.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a contention that it might be a cargo container of some kind. Okay, get out of here, man. Or people saying, well, maybe it's cargo containers all strung together. Whatever it is, it could very well have sunk so that it is underwater. Or it is awash with the ocean water enough where it's below the surface and difficult to detect, more difficult to detect than it might have been. I have no idea. 13 days since, or it's 14, however many days it is today, from the time that satellite picture was taken to the point that we lost contact with that aircraft, it's been enough days where the debris could sink or could be underwater. So that's the other thing they got to contend with. They're into the second day of searching. They ain't seen diddly squat, man.
They're not seeing nothing.
Well, they're going to have to... Let me tell you something, my fine feathered friends. I've led all kinds of operations, and some have been search and rescue. We did that in Belize. We helped the British Army searching for some individuals that may have been kidnapped by the local insurgency the British were contending with at that time. Now, the other thing, when I was with the president, and we were there at Arlington, and I remember
General, has this got something to do with searching for things?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll check my notes.
But you're right, General. It's an operation that's going to take time, and it's going to take patience, and I'm really, really disturbed. Of all the things you want to spend, these guys, and here's the other thing that really hacks me off. You know, this is costing money.
Well, it does cost money.
It may cost money. Is there any point in this world where we stop counting the dollars and we say it's worth it and let's spend the money and let's everybody throw a little sacrifice into the pot and let's get it done? Or are we all just a bunch of cheap fucks who are holding on to our money and our quarters and our dimes like the cheapest bunch of bastards? You know, the quote there from former President Carter says, if you call yourself a Christian nation, then you want to help poor people. If you don't, then don't call yourself a Christian. And if you're holding on to your money like you hold on to your shit some days, and...
Well, who would do that?
You.
I only do that to teach you all a lesson. Never mind.
Jesus H., Margaret.
I do it to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, so to stink the bathroom up.
Yes, that's the one thing that does stink. And
okay, so the, you know, if we're talking about money and it's over the top and it's like it's a big pain in the ass, man. The whole thing's a big pain in the ass. And why do we have to do this? And haven't we got other things to do? I swear to God, and I mean every word of this, I hope you lose a kid or a husband or a wife or a daughter or a loved one to an aircraft or airliner mystery, and you never find them, and no one gives a fuck about whether they're found, or not, and you go on TV and start screaming and crying about it. And I'm gonna be, that'll be the day that I remind everybody, hey, remember when you said it was all over the goddamn top with that coverage?
Well, Phil, don't you think you're beating this into the ground now?
No, I don't think I'm beating it into the ground. Not at all. Not at all. No. I mean, if we were talking about a political issue, Australia says they found nothing on Friday, which is today. And in Australia right now, it's probably nighttime, and they're on into the weekend.
Yeah, probably they got to take weekend off.
What do you mean they got to take the weekend off?
Well, it's the weekend.
Yes.
They're not taking any weekend off.
I wouldn't give them the weekend off. I'd shag their asses out onto that parade ground, get them loaded into those choppers, and get them out there into that search area, lickety-split.
Would you not use that term lickety-split? I know, Phil, that it is a very benign term, but would you have the general not do that?
Why?
I don't like it. I don't like the way it sounds.
She thinks it sounds like, you know, licking a lady or something.
I didn't see...
She didn't touch you again, man.
I know.
Someday, we're going to get the cops over here if he keeps doing that.
But don't do that, man, unless you're in pain. Lickety-split, you don't like what? Don't say it.
Well, he did sort of get close to the truth.
Margaret, I'm going to tell you this only once. It's a long, traditional, long-standing, goofy little phrase. We're not going to stop using it. It has nothing to do with oral sex. Thank you very much, okay?
There, okay, Margaret?
Oh, my God. So you went right out there and said it, oral sex, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You're sitting there getting upset about lickety-split. All right, so there's that situation, and then we have other bits and pieces of things. The suspected debris of the missing jet may have sunk, according to Australia. In New Delhi, officials said the search in areas around the Andaman island chain was not at the request of Malaysian authorities coordinating the global search for the airliner. All the navies of the world have SAR regions, so we're doing it at our own behest. We're doing it on our own because the Malaysia plane is missing. So the Indian authorities are taking some initiative and searching areas where they think maybe, just maybe, this plane could have gone down. Twitter needs legal representative in Turkey to resolve a standoff. This ought to be good. So apparently in Turkey they're having all kinds of political problems. The prime minister, some big fat slob, probably the kind of guy that put that guy in prison in Midnight Express.
Phil, grow. You don't think so, do you?
I don't know. But...
Do you remember that guy now? Yeah, that guy, that big slob Now, there's a guy that you should have turned over to... Fred Phelps should be... And the guy takes his belt off and says, William Hayes, remember that?
Oh, yeah, man, that was bad, man. William Hayes, I'm about to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, then he pulled his pants off, gonna put it in his butt and everything.
Okay, I saw the movie. So your point is what?
Well, isn't that the Prime Minister of Turkey?
Yeah, that's who it was, man, the Prime Minister of Turkey. Right.
Oh my, I'm bleeding from the nose after that last laugh, Phil.
I don't care, that's the funniest thing I've heard in years.
What's funny about it?
The Prime Minister of Turkey, in what?
In the movie, Midnight Express.
Yeah, Mr. Remember that? Remember the guy?
The man that was going to rape William Hayes.
That's not the Prime Minister of Turkey.
Well, who? My understanding was that if you run afoul of the law, the Prime Minister of Turkey will bring you into the presidential office, pull his slacks off, and stick it in your...
Yeah, sure, that's what happens in Turkey, man. You get raped by the Prime Minister in his office. He pulls off his belt, pulls off his pants...
Then calls you William Hayes.
Then calls you William Hayes and... Oh, man.
Well, what's going on down there?
You know, General, you got to be kidding me.
What? Wait, don't pick on the old man.
Why do you think the Prime Minister of Turkey is down there fucking guys up the ass in the Oval Office? You got to be putting me on.
Because we're not familiar with that part of the world, Phil. It's a very strange, weird, and yes, at times wonderful part of the world. There is exotica. There is danger, Phil.
Margaret.
There is danger, Phil. There is the exotic. There are the furtive and secret glances around the old stone walls of the city center, going back thousands of years. Oh, that you piece of garbage, Bud.
Well, will you knock it? Leave the room if you got to do that.
Sorry.
God damn, dude. What are you eating, man?
All I had was bread and butter, and I had a Cobb salad.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
So the Prime Minister of Turkey who raped William Hayes in that film...
No, that wasn't the Prime Minister. That was the warden of the prison. The guy that you're thinking of, the big guy, was that judge who had that voice. Remember that?
Oh, what was wrong with that man's throat?
I don't know. There's certain people that have these maladies of the larynx. And the guy in Midnight Express, the guy that played the judge, had that voice. Remember, it sounded like he'd had a laryngectomy.
Yeah, it sounds just like that lady had a hole in the throat, man, and she smoked too many cigarettes, and she sounds like a robot boy or something like that.
Yes, the robotic voice.
Yeah, I don't know. Only that guy had not had any. It didn't look like it to me. He was talking. He just had that really guttural sound to his voice. But in Turkey, Twitter must get a legal representative and agree to block individual accounts if it is to resolve a row that has led the government to block access to the service. Industry Minister Farik Esik Bedik Bubi. I'm just kidding. Farik Esik.
Let me see that. Farik Esik. Okay. Here, you can have it back.
What did I tell you guys about grabbing stuff out of my hand, okay?
I didn't. Don't look at me.
I'm just...
I'm sorry, Phil, but you were carving the man's name, and to use your parlance, a new ass. So I thought I'd help.
Courts blocked Twitter overnight after Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan... Give me that! Margaret, don't pull it out of my hand.
Pull what out of your hand? Oh!
Didn't pull it out of your hand.
Okay, did you finish what you... Okay, thanks. Get some Glade in here and spray this room.
Yes, sir.
Courts blocked Twitter overnight after Prime Minister Erdogan's... don't take it. After Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan's defiant vow to wipe out the... What are you trying to do?
Just thought I'd get it out of your hand.
Give me that.
That's what she said.
Give me the...
Come on! The Tayyip Erdogan...
What are you talking about, Tayyip? Will you have a care, Mr. Henry? You're jacking with my mind.
The guy's name is Tayyip. T-A...
You said Tay.
I know. T-A-Y-Y-I-P.
Well, that's the most balled-up spelling... No name in the Christian world has two Y's strung together.
Well, maybe it's because it ain't the Christian world. It's the Muslim world.
Oh, I see. All right.
Tayyip Erdogan's defiant vow to wipe out the social media service, which has been awash with allegations and a corruption scandal, shaking his government ahead of elections. So what they're going to do is that Twitter wants to block, Turkish government wants to block certain accounts, which they say, I'm not saying this, they say is slandering slandering the Prime Minister of Turkey. So to that extent, they want to block it. Now, Twitter says, well, that's horseshit, and they were going to, stop that from happening. So the Turkish government has said, all right, well, then get somebody down here to talk about this, because we're not just going to go on your word, Twitter. Now, they have their laws, we have ours. We got a constitution that guarantees the freedom of speech and freedom of the press and the right to, criticize and protest. Turkey, who knows? But here's the thing. The U.S. has never been shy when it comes to controlling certain areas of information. We're talking about speech is one thing. When is speech and the flow of information, when are they the same thing? If you have, state secrets, right?
Well, here again is that Snowden chap that you find such fault with. What about his freedom of the speech,
Yeah, but he's releasing information that could cause the country to blow up or something.
Yeah.
Oh, the country to blow up my bare rear end. All there is...
Well, don't say that, Margaret. It gets me very interested.
You should know better, General.
I'm sorry.
All right. The General's trying to be friendly there.
Yeah, a little too friendly. You should know better, General.
All right, Margaret. You made your point.
All right, so what?
So, the flowing of information, as you call it, Phil, why isn't that speech?
Nobody said that there is unrestricted free speech anywhere on Earth. Anywhere on Earth, there is no unrestricted free speech. People seem to think that the ideal is unrestricted free speech, and maybe it is, but we don't have it here, and they don't have it anywhere on the planet Earth. When it comes to organized societies, it's impossible. You know, it's impossible. That doesn't mean, on the other hand, as I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, I was texting a friend of mine back and forth as we were looking at this Malaysia thing, and they were saying, well, of course we're not being told everything. I mean, that goes without saying. When it comes to government politics, we're not being told everything. I said, yes, sometimes and sometimes not. You know?
Well, don't tell me that you think the government is forthcoming at all times.
I didn't say at all times. I said the government can be forthcoming sometimes.
What's forthcoming mean?
It means telling the truth, for God Almighty.
Yeah, it means just saying, you know, being talking straight. But it doesn't mean that every day of every week of every year, and no, I'm not naive, and no, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. The people that are drinking the Kool-Aid are the people that believe that the government is holding back massive conspiratorial secrets that could at any day blow the whole goddamn planet apart. Those are the people that are sucking the Kool-Aid, man. And I mean, listen to them. You talk about being drugged. This is a whole movement. It's a club of people that cannot keep their eyes and their time focused on their own problems and do not believe that there is just such a thing as bad stuff.
Well, you've said this before about 9/11 and all this, and I don't want you to get off into a tangent.
Yeah, but said, because we got a special guest to come up, too.
Oh, we have a guest for...
Yeah, I got a special guest to come up. It's going to be Kurt Queedle and...
Kurt Queedy?
Yeah.
What are they going to talk about?
That, if I understand, well, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, they're going to talk about the Twitter and everything.
Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton?
Yes, Phil, for God's sake.
All right. They don't have Twitter accounts, you know.
They're going to be talking about it from the standpoint of governance. Governance. God.
All right. So Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, I don't think they've been on the air with us in the morning show.
That's why we not got them, because they ain't been on the air here on Sulagala Morning. And everything like that.
Now, who are these gentlemen, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton?
These guys are two representatives from the State House in West Virginia.
Well, there's some heavy hitters for you.
Hey, you know, these guys are very... I'm telling you, they're wired in. They're representatives in the state of West Virginia, but they also have access... You know, they're good friends with President Obama. They hang out a lot in Washington. They're like two peas in the pod. They hang out at a place called Rosie's across the street from the State House. They eat the apple cobbler, and they watch Rosie's big breasts bouncing about as they order more what they call gobble.
Now, what is this gobble? Is that where you order the apple cobbler, and she bends over extra far?
Yeah, she'll give you a peek along with a gobble.
It's called apple cobbler.
It's any kind of the cobbler.
Yeah, it can be your choice of cobbler.
And then she bends over to give you the cobbler, and you're looking at these two melons. Is that what you're...
These melons, huh?
Well, that, you know, I'm just... Is that what it is, bud?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, and maybe... And I shouldn't say it, but if you order... I think the third cobble, you'll see nipple. But I don't know.
Oh, what a dump. Who would eat there?
These two guys and half of the State House in West Virginia.
Well, I'm not saying I'd want to visit there, but... So you're telling me on the third go of gobble, you see nipple.
Would you shut up, please?
What?
Just shut up before I barf. Okay.
Not before I do.
All right. So, excuse me. On this Friday, the world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back with Guy Barton, Kurt Queedy. We'll talk a little bit about Twitter. Not just the Twitter situation in Turkey, but Twitter as it is affecting this Malaysia Air thing and every other kind of thing. That is going on. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Listen to us live right now, wherever you are. Just remember this. I just want to remind you, you can listen to us live not only on TuneIn, live and mobile right now, but we're live and mobile on our own website. Just hit the listen live button, and there we is. World famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
What is this garbage? Yes, what is this garbage is a new mother and father aid that can be purchased today from What Is This Garbage of Washington, D.C. When your kid is playing music that you can't understand and you wouldn't listen to it with his ears, What Is This Garbage can help interpret and label all of the garbage and the trash that your punk kid listens to and subjects the rest of the world to as well. What is this garbage? A new parental filter from Bebco.
Pick up What Is This Garbage at your neighborhood Newberry store.
Sounds like a good product.
I don't know. It's some...
Yeah, it's some garbage.
All right. A lot of these bands, by the way, that you hear either on our pre-show or elsewhere, like this is a group called Chelsea Grin. Now,
Chelsea Grin?
I don't. Isn't that the name of the group? Yeah, it's Chelsea Grin. That's a single of theirs called Letters. A lot of these groups, I don't know whether this group is, but a lot of them are Christian bands, you know.
Yeah, Christian bands sound like they're the demon.
I'll bet you that's the last thing that Fred Phelps heard before the devil slipped it in. Oh.
You know something? I'm going to the toilet, and I'm going to be there for a while.
That's good news.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, you're an ass wipe.
Ooh.
Hey, Margaret, what am I?
You're all ass wipes.
Ooh.
I'll kick your ass. Ow!
Quit faking it, bud. Right there, this is the chorus that Fred Phelps is hearing in hell right now as the devil porks him.
It's time to take your stand.
All right.
You don't feel you're being insensitive, huh?
No, I'm not being insensitive. Jesus. You know, there is a... I was there. I was on Facebook or wherever the hell I was, and I was saying, I don't want to hate Fred Phelps. I don't hate Fred Phelps. And I don't want anybody else to. I really do believe that the idea of protesting his funeral, whatever. You know, there are a lot of people very angry at him. I'm not angry at Fred Phelps. I'm not gay, and... But I recognize that he was a destructive, and more to the point, I think Fred Phelps was a closeted homosexual. I just do. I think anybody that invests that much time, any straight, so-called straight guy that invests that much time and angst and anger, you know, it was real anger there, you know. This guy is as gay as the day is long, man, and no one's going to convince me otherwise. You know, as I said to somebody, you know, Dan White gay. Because Harvey Milk, you know, said before he died to a couple of his friends, he said, Dan White is in the closet. Be careful of him. He's really angry. And he eventually was the guy that took his life. Harvey Milk, you know, that never came out, ever. That happened in 1978, and not once did I ever hear anyone say Dan White most likely is a closeted homosexual. It was something that was discussed in the gay community. It was discussed by Harvey Milk and his friends. Harvey Milk went on the record with it. But the gay community itself in San Francisco and elsewhere never said, you realize what you're dealing with here. And I think they probably didn't because that no one would believe them. At that particular time, people probably would have thought it was sour grapes or it was, you know.
Don't make the guy look bad and everything.
Trying to make the guy look bad, you know, and it definitely would, and today would. But there's truth there, and I really believe that such was the case with this guy Phelps, you know. So you're back, Margaret?
Yes, I want in on this. When I hear an interesting conversation going on, and I'm sitting on a toilet, that's right, sitting on a toilet, just doing my business and reading, you know, I was reading a recycler. You get some reading material in there, bud.
What do you want him to get in there?
I got in a recycler and in a racing form.
I don't want the old racing forms from Bobby Dooley.
Speaking of Bobby Dooley, she's going to be...
I'm not done yet.
Sorry.
So I'm listening while I'm in there, pinching one... Excuse me.
Yeah, you don't want anybody using bad language, but you're saying you're pinching one off.
I didn't. I stopped myself, thank you. And then you went ahead and said it. Now, you're talking about someone being closeted. What is it, Phelps? My theory is this. Phelps was deeply closeted. I don't know whether he was a hat box or whether he was simply in a box... Perhaps a shoebox or something like, or just in the recesses of the...
Okay, Margaret, it's fine. It was a shoebox, whatever.
All right, so I don't know what it was, but you'll notice that he was excommunicated, and I think that's why.
Yeah, these are all things that we already said.
Well, I'm saying it again there, sports fans. God almighty.
I mean, I think that he was excommunicated from the church because it probably had to do with him... Maybe he said something. Maybe not. Maybe they just excommunicated him because he decided that, I don't know why, you know. Maybe they found him pilfering money. You know, it could be. Now, they're not going to give him a funeral because his daughter said, quote, we don't worship the dead. You don't worship the dead, you slander the dead. You don't worship the dead, you insult the dead. If the dead are not to be worshipped, then what is the point of insulting them? Well, it's to get at the living, she would say to me, at which point I would say to her, and that's why we have funerals. We are not worshiping the dead, we're comforting each other through the memory of that person. But in your church, lady, you know, you don't worship the dead. You will slander and vilify the dead. You'll do anything you can to the dead to make them, you know, seem like the worst people in the world and to hurt those that love them. But when it comes to actually paying some homage to those people, no, you would never do that. What a bunch of hateful turds. I swear to God, you are the scum of the earth. And maybe you're all a bunch of queers. What do you think about that?
Yay! Woo! Well, maybe, what's her name, Shirley?
Shirley.
Shirley, you don't have some... Surely you don't feel the need.
Maybe she could be eating a box lunch. You never know.
I don't like that phrase, box lunch.
No one said box lunch.
Yes, he just did.
Box lunch.
Well, I heard box lunch. What is box lunch?
There's no such thing as box. There was a box lunch that I knew in Cambodia. Is that the gentleman?
What are you talking about, box lunch?
We had a military advisor in Cambodia during the incursion. His name was Bach Lunch Free.
Will you get out of here with this?
I'm telling you the truth.
General, you can tell me about it.
I'll go get some.
Bach Lunch Free. So Bach's Lunch,
Well, who's she?
That's nobody. That's the phrase for, you think that Shirley Phelps eats a Bach's lunch?
I would say yes, she does. I think, if she doesn't eat a Bach's...
Shirley Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I was going to say, if she doesn't eat a box lunch, if Shirley Phelps doesn't eat a box lunch, I think she eats her lunch in Box Canyon. Now, why do I say that? What are you shaking your head for, Phil?
What's the point here?
What are you doing?
I'm scratching my chest.
You look like some kind of a monkey in the primate house going, hey, General, would you get those peanuts out of the...
All right. So Shirley Phelps eats a box lunch.
I don't know. Either Shirley Phelps eats a box lunch, or she eats her lunch...
Yes, in Box Canyon.
In Box Canyon.
What's the difference?
Well, Phil, you're the one that invented all of these terms. I would think you'd know, but my understand... Hold on, I'll say it. My understanding is, if you eat your lunch in Box Canyon, you are a fellow traveler of the country of Lesbia. You do not have a full passport to Lesbia. You are a fellow traveler. You're on a diplomatic mission, in other words.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
And why are you staring at me as if I'm some kind of experiment under glass? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you to see if you're serious. You're telling me...
Bill, what is a lesbian but a citizen of Lesbia? The Lesbia is a fictitious country. It is a country that exists in our minds. And if your mind isn't coming unglued and coming apart, the mind is a wonderful thing. And within it is the land of Lesbia. Now, if you eat your lunch in Box Canyon, and Box Canyon is just this side of the lesbian border... Phil, I hope God forgives you because I never will. I'm General Galen Shaw, and I'm going to go get some more cottage cheese.
You got a vat right in front of you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I think the general is, and you can laugh if you want, Phil.
Of course I'm laughing. Of course I'm laughing because there's not a thing you guys are saying that makes any sense. The land of Lesbia, huh?
What is a lesbian but a citizen of Lesbia?
Damn assembly.
Well, then what is Lesbos?
Lesbos was one of the early leaders of Lesbia.
You guys are high. You're high. You're not even high. You've been sniffing ether. Some fumes got into the room. You're not thinking straight.
All right, suit yourself.
Suit yourself, Phil, but we feel we're on target.
Yeah, you guys aren't on target. You're so off target. Man, you're like a golf ball that hit the windshield of somebody's car.
What?
Never mind. All right, so we have Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy who are standing by. We're going to slop this over into the next hour Not that we have to, you know, we're not doing any broadcast clocks around here, so I don't want anybody thinking that, oh, gee, we better conclude this before the hour is up because we have the news break and all that crap. We do whatever the hell we want, when we want, and how we want, and that's just the way it's going to be. So, Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton on the line with us here from the Charleston, West Virginia, just across the state. Are you guys still there in the state house?
Phil, we are right now. I'm waiting for Guy. We are going to go across the street, probably get ourselves some of the lickety spot. I have seen some of the other members of our committee, and they are at this time now talking about the limits on Twitter, and we're going to make a statement on that. Here's Guy Barton to tell you more. Well, how you doing?
Guy, how are you? Or Kurt? No, which is this Guy?
Oh, Guy Barton. I just talked to Kurt. Kurt, come on.
Phil, this is Kurt Queedy here.
I apologize, Kurt. Go ahead, Guy.
We are in state meeting right now. I told them everyone's going to be together on this. We are holding hands, and we're going to do ring around Rosie. There's no way in God, good green earth, that we would not back down. And I don't feel Twitter going to do it, and Twitter pushes through the other side.
Yeah, Phil, we feel that Twitter going to take us this far. They're going to take us all away. And so we stand in solidarity with Twitter and everyone who used Twitter. And we think that Turkey, given that film you talked about, that Midnight Express, man take down his pants, we don't want to see them up something like that.
I spent it on that. So we all stand in solidarity.
All right, so you guys stand in solidarity with Twitter on this Turkey thing.
That's true. And we also, with the statement we sculpted here with the help of the lieutenant governor, you're going to cover Twitter all over. So you understand, I try to get Twitter to cover me, Twitter going to cover you too. That's how we feel about that, and we are very strongly in favor of that. And I am in committee all tomorrow trying to get this hammered out. I'd hammer in the morning, too.
Yeah, because you remember that song, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer her, you know. I got to speed up, Phil.
Hold on for just a minute, okay?
All right.
Yes. Put her on. Put them on hold.
Do you understand anything these two dimwits are saying? Because I...
What are they talking about, Phil?
They're talking about Twitter.
Well, who's the one that's going... Who's that?
That's Guy Barton. That guy is very, very... he's clued in, man. He knows where all the bodies are buried in West Virginia.
Well, ain't that something?
I'm telling you, these guys know what they're doing. So let me just... Okay, Guy and Kurt... if you would do us the good service of hanging with us in the next hour, we'll get a little bit more on Twitter and on what you guys are doing there in the state house, okay?
We'd be very happy to see them. We're going to go across the street, Roses, climb all over a gobble, you know.
Because we want to find out. But I'm in committee tomorrow, and I know that Kurt's in committee. We got Twitter. We got Twitter all over us, and I'm going to go over and get gobble now. All right.
All right, thanks very much, gentlemen.
All right. Uh-huh, Phil.
They're two very nice guys, and they may sound like a couple of mental midgets, but I can tell you that when push comes to shove...
those guys are all over it, huh?
Yeah, man, they're all over it. They know everything is, was, can be, how is, what they do. You do too, man. So you love it.
Well, you morons are starting to talk like them, Robert. I didn't understand a word of that.
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. Thank God for me, because I speak the truth. I'm Margaret Gray.
Sorry, but I have to talk.
Oh, you're a real turd. You said that no one would...
Well, I gotta talk. You don't just say some dimwit stuff and then go, This is the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, live and mobile on TuneIn, live and mobile on our Listen Live line right now. We'll be right back.
Yeah! This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
It's brought to you by Bill Cupro. Bill Cupro Motors, the speed shop to end all speed shop. You want to get your car customized, go to Bill Cupro Speed Shop in Monrovia. It's bitchin'.
damn it, I forgot to start Audacity again. That is pissing me off. Audacity is a record program that we use, that we record the MP3 file of the show, and so we have to strip the goddamned audio out of the GD, you know, thing. So, I don't know.
Well, you'll just have to send a message on to the production staff.
I will, but I feel bad. You know, I keep telling the guys, you know, I will make sure that I record the audio of the program. I guess I've got a mental block or something, because the Audacity program is a it's a fragile thing. In other words, I'm always worried about leaving that program open for too long because it may corrupt. It may.
What do you mean it may corrupt?
It might be corrupt. It might be corruptible.
Tell her what it means, because Margaret's going to think that has something to do with politics.
Well, what is that?
It means that a file's going to get corrupted.
It means it's going to start to sound all jacked up because something happened. The other thing is it might crash. Not that I've had that experience, but I've not yet seen the Audacity file program, whatever the hell. All right, so I'm talking way too much.
Yeah, no one knows what you're talking about, Henry. This is flipping everyone out.
All right, sorry to flip you out. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's Bobby Dooley's podcast. The Bobby Dooley podcast will be here and will be now. It'll be wow, baby. We also have this hour, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton will be discussing with us the ongoing controversy surrounding Twitter, and it's a very interesting situation. Twitter is a social media, you know, thing, and it's obviously used by so many people for so many different reasons. But Twitter increasingly has become the voice of a great many people. It has become the political arm of movements. It's become the political voice of so many movements, or just the lone human being sitting there by him or herself, wherever, and hoping to be heard. Twitter in Turkey is used for that very reason these days. We saw how it worked in Iran back in the days of the Green Revolution, and we've seen how it worked in Egypt and other places. In Turkey right now, the same thing is happening, and they are at present trying to shut the whole damn shooting match down. We're going to bring on the line here Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. We have Steve Bozell on the line as well. Steve is actually sitting at his pond in his home there in Corona, California. Get Steve on the line. Steve, thank you for joining us again. And you are with us there because you are at your pond. That's what I was told. I have no other information.
I'm at my pond, and I'm listening to a restaurant, and it's very disturbing, but I'm at my pond. It's where I come to think, and I had called up when I heard you talking, because I listen to your show every morning, Mr. Henry.
Appreciate that.
And I called up, and I heard you talking. I said, I'm at the pond. I'm meditating. I've got the wildlife is here. It's here, and it's available. And they said, go ahead with it.
Yeah, we figured since the wildlife was available.
What does that mean, the wildlife was available?
Hold on. Let me get Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton joining us. Kurt and Guy in West Virginia. You're at Rosie's. How you guys doing?
Doing all right now. We have ourselves going to have ourselves a gobble guy here. Now, I did not know we'd have on Mr. Bozell, which is fine with me.
My name is Steve Bozell, sir. Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell. And Guy? Where's Guy? Guy is getting himself another piece of pie. So, Mr. Bozell, if you could tell us what you feel on the Twitter front, you're at your pond, right?
Well, I'm at my pond. I don't know a lot about the situation in Turkey. I do know that Twitter has caused me great upset. It has caused me to feel the way I feel. And the last time I was on Twitter, and that may be the last time I ever go on Twitter, was when I tried to make my feelings known about Sullenberger and the things he did to me.
And what, you talk about Sully Sullenberger?
I'm going to get in on this. What did a man say?
He's talking about Sully Sullenberger did something to him.
Yeah, well, Sully Sullenberger basically did the following thing. Hold on, there goes that squirrel again. That's the same squirrel, Mr. Henry.
Is that the one that's been bugging Dean Wheeler?
Yeah, there goes. God damn it to hell. God damn it. Honey? April. April, honey.
Is this man dealing with a squirrel right now?
As far as I know, yeah. What's going on, Steve?
Hold on. April, honey, go get my... Yeah, go get that hatchet that I got. I want to kill it. These squirrels have, they are, it's called a traveling squirrel. Do you know about traveling squirrel, Phil?
I do not know about a traveling squirrel, no.
I know about a traveling, Mr. Bozell, we know about traveling squirrel. We have traveling squirrel here in West Virginia.
Oh, you do? You do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's a traveling squirrel?
You want me to do it?
Yeah, you go ahead, Mr. Basel.
Traveling squirrel is a squirrel that can travel hundreds of miles in 48 to 72 hours. It can go, and it does not fly, not a flying squirrel.
Yeah, that, you got to make that point. That not a flying squirrel, Mr. Henry. We got a lot of traveling squirrel. And there was a song by Ricky Nelson that was called Traveling Man. And I had written a song a year before that when I was a young man called I'm a Traveling Squirrel. I've been a lot of, I've been all over. I'm a traveling squirrel. I've been all over. You understand what I'm saying, Miss Henry?
No, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know anything of this.
What are you gentlemen talking about? You talking about a squirrel or are you talking about Twitter?
I want to talk about Twitter, but I had a traveling squirrel and I want to tell Mr. Henry about the traveling squirrel.
Okay, let's leave the traveling squirrel for another session and let's talk about Twitter, okay? Because I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Mr. Henry, I'm going to send you a copy of my traveling squirrel song and y'all can sing it if you want to.
That's great. You send me a copy of that. So, back to Twitter. Steve, what are your thoughts there as you sit at the pond?
Well, the problem is I'm at peace when I'm at my pond, but I got a traveling squirrel. And that's kind of, that's the, I guess you might say that's the I don't know how to put it, that's the wrench, that's the monkey wrench in the monkey cage, you know, that's the... That's the variable, you know.
Okay, I understand. So you're sitting there, you're at peace, but you got...
You guys had better pull it together because this show's going south so fast.
I'm trying to understand what he's saying. You got a traveling squirrel there.
Yes, sir, I've got a traveling... God damn it. I mean, all I'm trying to say...
Look, Bozell, why don't you just listen to what we're saying? You know I've got very little patience with you and your sniveling. You understand that, don't you, Bozell?
Yes, generally do.
Then say what you're going to say about Twitter and get your sniveling ass off the phone. I've about had it with you.
Oh, man, what a...
You called me a dickhead, huh?
Goodbye, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Goodbye.
Well, I don't... This is Kirk Greedy, Phil, if you want to talk.
Go ahead.
I'm very sorry he did what he did, but I will tell you that we have passed in session now, support for Twitter. Twitter has done a great deal, and Twitter going to continue to do more. Now, the traveling squirrel, I'll turn it over to traveling squirrel here, Guy Barton.
I'm not a traveling squirrel. I just want you to know that, Monsieur. I won't bring that up.
No, that's okay.
Look, Phil, I'm sorry, but I'm sick and tired of Basel going,
I don't blame you, General.
I can't say as I blame you either, sir. Okay, go ahead, Guy.
Well, what we're going to do is we support Twitter 100%. I use Twitter all the time. I'm on Twitter morning, noon, and night. Nobody's ever on Twitter along with me. And I'll be on Twitter the day I die, on the day I go south, on the day that I'm finally put in a box, boxed up, sent on south. Probably have a sandwich in my mouth, too, and that's the thing I won't do. I don't tell anybody about that.
You know about that, Phil, about what Guy want to do with a sandwich?
No.
Guy Barton is very, very inventive. When he is laid to rest, he wants his wife to have the mortician put a sandwich in his mouth from Rose right here. And that is his way of paying homage to a place where we formulated so many bills, came up with so many ideas, came up with so many great pieces of legislation out over Rose's grilled cheese sandwich, a hot cheese, and Rose's a cobbler, too.
So you're going to be put in your grave, not in your grave.
I'll be put in my coffin, Miss Debbie.
You're going to be put in your coffin with a sandwich in your mouth.
Yes, sir. That's very respectful. But it's going to be a Rose's sandwich, a Rose's hot cheese sandwich.
All right, so you're going to be put in your coffin, and as people, will there be a viewing?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a viewing. That's not my understanding, right, Guy?
Yeah, there will be a viewing. If you go buy the box, there I am on the sandwich, be a hot cheese. I know it all sounds like jive ass, like a jive turkey deal.
I'll tell you right now, Barton, this is General Shaw.
General Shaw, you may be able to back down that man, that Basel. You ain't going to Basel me. I'm a man, I know my mind.
No, sir, I wouldn't try and do that. I'll tell you this right now, and this is just my opinion, sir. You're welcome to do what you wish. But laying there in a coffin with a hot cheese sandwich in your mouth, you'll look like an asshole. You'll look like an asshole with sparkles and stars and a little party hat on you. That's what you'll look like. I'm General Shaw. Goodbye.
That's very gutsy of you. Call me out as an asshole and then you leave. I'll tell you the biggest asshole here, you. Where you talking with a you-who and a you-woo. I had you-woo, by the way, and I had to run. God.
Now, you know, this is getting kind of ugly, Phil.
Yeah, it is getting ugly. I'm going to let you guys go. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Hold on. I drank you, Woo, and I had the runs for days.
All right, Phil.
See you later.
I heard what that guy said, by the way.
All right, well, you know, you guys want to get into it. I don't know what your problem is.
Let me tell you what the problem is here. This guy making a mockery of the dead. We were talking about Fred Phelps. All right, I can listen to Fred Phelps take it dry if that's the way it's going to be. I can listen to Fred Phelps take it dry from a bunch of squirrels like that band of Chelsea Snitch or whatever the name, what they did. I can even listen to a squirrel travel for miles if you want to talk about the traveling squirrel. And, of course, there are a great many legends of the squirrel that went, you know, got on a bus or whatever it does. But I will not listen to this guy give me a hard time about a product that so many of us enjoy, the Yuwu.
What is with Yuwu? What is that, bud?
I told you it was made in Shanghai and give you the runs, but it's really good.
I noticed there are a lot of products that sponsor this program that are really, really good, but wind up giving you some kind of a physical malady. I don't know, Phil, that you want to be associated with that.
Well, if I knew that, I wouldn't have allowed them on the show as a sponsor.
You're not going to touch Yuwu. Not now. Not when we're on the verge. Not while we're so close. The Yuwu, this last batch of Yuwu was almost perfect. I give up.
If I were you, I would too. The last batch of Yuwu was almost perfect, huh?
Yeah, well, Mr. Hunter, I mean, all they got to do is eliminate the diarrhea.
Is that what they got to do? That's great. You know something? We should all be so lucky, man, that we come up with a product that we can sell that causes diarrhea, blindness, whatever, but God, it's good, man. So you got to buy it. You just got to buy it. All right, what have we not... Oh, what's this traveling squirrel?
Yes, Guy Barton MP3'd that.
Yeah, go find out about an MP3 anyway.
What did you just say, bud?
Gonna find out the MP3 will play.
And this is what?
I'm called Traveling Squirrel. I'm a traveling squirrel. I've been all over the world.
I'm a traveling squirrel. I've been all over the world. Why am I listening to this garbage?
Phil, are you paying attention to this crap can show of yours?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
The guy just said, it was who? It was Steve Bozell said that he was being distracted by the traveling squirrel.
That's the same squirrel that's been bugging Dean Wheeler.
Oh, give him a beanie and a prize. Yay! You're finally figuring it out.
Henry, you ought to pay more attention to what's happening on your program and less attention to whether or not I've got, to my colon. Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not paying any attention to your colon. You're the guy that's telling me all about it. Yuwu gives you diarrhea. All right, coming back with Traveling Squirrel or whatever the hell that is. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, it is Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley, and it will be the Bobby Dooley podcast. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Dooley podcast. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We're live and mobile on TuneIn, live and mobile on our website, philhenryshow.com.
Stay tuned for a traveling squirrel.
The Phil Henry Show, broadcasting live from the El Pacifico. It's like that.
This is another great band that we love here on the world-friendly Phil Famous Show.
What's the name of this group?
This is a group called Demon Hunter. Very good band. All right.
Let me get to what we're doing here. We got a lot. We got a lot that we got to cram into this last 15 minutes of the show here. I can tell you that. Coming up, as I mentioned, we have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association with the Bobby Dooley podcast. Next week, I think we're going to be inaugurating another feature on the program, right?
Well, you had talked about inaugurating a feature whereby the individual listening live to the Phil Hendry Show in the most remote location on Earth. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Yeah, that's a bitchin' idea.
Oh, so how does that work, Phil?
Well, I don't know. Margaret's right. I'm not exactly sure how we'll do it, but we want to see, you know, maybe not a weekly thing, maybe a monthly thing, a person listening that can prove it, see? So that's in and of itself a very difficult thing.
Well, why is that?
Because people are full, you know, some people are full of crap. They're going to try and joke you into thinking they are actually listening to a, you know, listening to your show somewhere where they're not. But if I was thinking about it because I was looking at this search going on in the South Indian Ocean. And as they say, that's about as remote a spot in the world as you can get. It is just, there's no land around there. There's very little radar. There's no air traffic control. If a guy was intentionally trying to, and this is the other thing with the conspiracy theorists, they're saying, well, it stands to reason. Look, why did it just happen to get lost in the most remote area of the world with no this and no that? Because that's why it got lost. It was in the most remote area of the world with no this and no that. You know, if you think about it, it was bound to happen, folks. If you've got an area of the world that has no real, there's no coverage, not when it comes to radar or air traffic control or anything like that. And, you know, you're just begging for it, it seems to me.
Well, the idea that you cannot track, we're not talking about air traffic control, and we're not necessarily talking about radar, but what we are talking about, ultimately, is the final, the safety net, which is the satellite coverage.
Oh, you're talking about a satellite now.
Yeah, well, the satellite is what found what we think is what we know, quite frankly, is where this plane went down. There were satellite pings. There were satellite pings that were a straight line toward this area of recovery, or this supposed area of recovery, this area of search that's happening right now. So I believe the pinging from the object known as this Malaysia jet that was picked up by the satellite put us in this area. Now, the statement was made, and I don't think it can be overemphasized. It was U.S. intelligence had said days ago, and you're dealing with Malaysia. I'm not saying these guys are stupid. What I'm saying is that they're not as organized as we are. U.S. intelligence days ago said to them, it's got to be in the South Indian Ocean because there's no radar on Earth that has picked this object up, has picked up this plane. The Chinese have the most sophisticated and the most blanket coverage of any nation on Earth, probably other than ours and maybe Russia, when it comes to radar and absolute, you know, radar coverage and the ability to read whatever is coming into their airspace. They didn't see anything. No other country in that region saw anything. The Malaysians and I believe the Thai and the Vietnamese picked up at least the military in some of these countries picked up the plane briefly, but they did not have it entering their airspace. And so we know that it didn't go north, it didn't go west. That leaves one place. And when it was revealed that it changed directions and was heading south, it seemed like only one place it could be. If you talk about the plane on autopilot running out of fuel, it's going to go down around where they're looking for it right now. And the other thing that was very promising was that the debris that they spotted from that satellite picture, that large 75-meter-long piece of 75 feet, I don't know how many meters it was, long piece of debris or flotsam there in the ocean, was right in the area where American intelligence said that plane would have gone down, it would have crashed once it ran out of fuel. So everybody was thinking, wow, this is... you know, this is cool. We found it. Only problem is, they're out there and they're not really, you know, finding anything. And there's a lot of reasons for that. It isn't that anybody got anything wrong. It's that the weather sucks. There's a lot of wind, which is causing a lot of drift, and things are moving around. Some of it could be submerged. It's a bitch and a half to be flying around in all of that low pressure stuff. There's a lot of weather, so these cats are, they've only got 2 hours in the air, you know, and then they have to turn around and go back. Think about that.
No, wait a minute. We're talking about aircraft now.
Yeah, aircraft. That's how remote this part of the world is, that they have to turn around and fly 4 hours back to Perth to get fueled up. Why can't they fuel their asses while they're out there, General?
Well, it could be. What do you mean, fuel their asses?
I'm talking about the planes.
Well, it could be that these are not aircraft that are easily refueled in air. There are some that can. There are some that can't. I don't know. What do you want from me? I was just looking. And the U-Woo, by the way.
Oh, never mind the U-Woo. What do you got, bud?
Yeah, here's the song now, as I understand it, about the squirrels. Now, we've all been talking about it.
Is Ricky Nelson.
Yes, but the lyrics are, I've got a partial lyric.
I'm a traveling,
squirrel. I've made a lot of stops up and down the coast.
All over the world.
This is Ricky Nelson, but it's, and in every stop, there's a female squirrel that I cohabitate with, and there are many offspring.
You get out of here with that.
That's the song, you jive.
Phil, quit being a jive turkey and let Margaret do it. This is very important.
Oh, is it really important? Oh, I forgot that it was important. I didn't know that.
God, Phil, don't be sarcasm. We're trying to help you.
Oh, you're trying to help me? What has traveling squirrel got to do with anything? Why is that important? I'm talking about a missing jet. I'm talking about 239 people. I'm talking about Fred Phelps taking it up the ass in hell.
Well, now that you put it that way.
And for you... Go ahead.
Can we start this again, please? Bud Dickman? Bud Dickman.
I'm not your personal demon.
What do you mean, my personal demon that's going to help me oil it up and give it to Fred Phelps while you dirty...
Hey! Ow! That didn't hurt.
Turn the filth... Will you turn that filthy... Thank you very much. This is a great song, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ricky Nelson, God rest his soul... Ricky, as you know, was aboard the Malaysia... No, I'm sorry. Ricky Nelson...
Ricky Nelson passed on some 30 years ago. Let's have some respect.
Oh, well, excuse me, mister. I'm so sorry. Do you think if Ricky Nelson were here with us right now, he would say, ha, 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 I'm dead? Yes, he would.
No, I don't think he would. I think he'd say, I'm dead now, and I'm really... No, maybe he would.
I don't think Ricky Nelson gives two cheese logs where he is... I think Ricky is in heaven right now singing Garden Party, and maybe he's written a new one called Garden Burger. What do you think of that? I came up with that myself.
No, that's not that funny.
Oh, it's not that funny. You guys break my... You know what? You break my heart, Robert. You break my heart.
Okay, let's listen to Traveling Squirrel, as sung by Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Phil. Do-do-do.
I'm a traveling squirrel, made a lot of stops
all over the world, and in every door. I can't sing that high, my voice is gray.
The lyric sheet. I've got a pretty little squirrel waiting for me in a hollowed out tree. Would you get out of here with this?
If you're ever in Alaska, stop.
All right, call up Guy Barton. Get Guy Barton on the phone, will you?
Oh, my sweet Fräulein.
Yeah, guys. Got on a traveling squirrel, though, but it's blowing everybody away.
And my China doll.
Yeah, got traveling squirrel. You, hey, Phil?
Yeah, Guy, is this traveling squirrel?
Yeah, well, it's the Traveling Man by Rick Nelson. The Traveling Squirrel is the same. I did this song. I told you I did this song about 22 days. About 22, 23 days before this was released. And this is my song. Sands of Waikiki, and I held that squirrel real tight.
Okay.
Now, here's the instrumental break. What part of the song we have now? See, you might want to start that again.
All right, start it again.
God damn! Oh, Phil, are you putting me on?
No, I'm not putting you on. Start it again, and let's roll it back, and let's let Guy Barton, representative, state representative. Guy, do you hear that?
Yeah, it is. Now, it's talking about, I'm a traveling squirrel. I've made it all around the world. I've given it a whirl. Yeah, I'm a traveling squirrel. And in every port, I always try to get my mitts on at least one lovely little traveling flying squirrel. Now, one time I was down in a town called Whirlybirdville, and I found a little tight squirrel. Man, she was tight and right. And she...
Turn it off, man. Just turn it off.
That is the most vulgar thing I've ever heard.
Just turn it off.
And so, are you proud of yourself today?
Yes, I am. I mean, it's just another show. What do you want from me, you know?
Now, I'm talking about a tight squirrel.
She was tight and right. Traveling squirrel. All right, I can't stand it any longer. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. We have Bobby Dooley coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And Bobby is next, of course, with the Bobby Dooley Podcast. Until we see you guys again Monday morning, 9 a.m. here on TuneIn and Listen Live. Have a fine weekend.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
Phil Henry Show, brought to you by you woo,
waiting for me.
You woo.
What are you? You got a problem with your lips or something, man?
Brought to you by you woo,
and by Bill Cuthbert's Speed Shop. Uncork it at Bill's.
I'm Guy Barton, along with Kirk Queedy. Very, very happy, and have a great weekend, everybody. If you see that little traveling squirrel out there, I hope you...
Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea.
Woo-hoo!
I remember the night...
Bobby Dooley next.
When we walk in the sands of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight.
Bob Biggie in here, over the hell, the gates of hell right now, as Fred Phelps is taking a drive. Fred Phelps getting banged up the ass by the devil, taking a drive. Right now, as we circle over top, it looks like everything is going just fine, and we'll see you later.
That was a little bit of an F up, as they say. That was not our theme song. I apologize. What was that, Steve?
Walter Murphy, probably.
That was Walter Murphy and a fifth of Beethoven. Good morning, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley, and welcome to the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I am usually loath to criticize my fellow broadcasters or podcasters. Phil Henry, I think, is a broadcaster. He's not just a podcaster. I think he is a broadcaster. And I say that because of his wealth of experience. But today, what he demonstrated on his program, I thought was vile. And I don't think it... I think Phil's better than that, Steve, you know?
Yeah, Phil's better than to have that...
Well, then, just easy, honey. My husband's very nervous when he heard Fred Phelps being anally probed.
Not more than a probe. Even more than a probe. That was a it was a rocket shot.
Well, it was. It was more than a probe. It was a reconnaissance in force. As my father used to say, my father was in the military. And what happened to Fred Phelps on the Phil Hendry program today, there was an anal reconnaissance in force done. How do you say that anyway? Rick Wiffner, how would I say that? Did do, yes. There was a reconnaissance in force done by the devil on Fred Phelps' anus.
Yeah, it's probably the best way to say it.
Yes, and I felt it was over the top, as people have been saying about the Malaccan Air coverage. I felt it was brutal. It was probably very brutal for although Mr. Phelps is dead, so we have no idea how brutally he is taking it square and deep. At this very hour. But we really want to celebrate today being Friday. We thought what we would do here on our program, Steve and I want to tell you a little bit about what we have planned on the weekend. Our weekends are always exciting at Western Estates Homeowners Association and the Western Estates community, the gated community, and this weekend will be no different. First off, as you know, we've already had our preliminary, which was the spring solstice fertility dance. We've already done that.
Yeah, a lot of people have been called in about on a tacular.
We have not had our spring tacular, but we are having one of our preliminary dances this weekend. And this will be the opening of the flower of spring. And this is a youth dance. So we have all of the young girls come out in their spring best, and we have the young men come out in their little tuxedos, and we take photographs of them, and we pair them off, then we photograph them some more, and then we tell them to go out and dance, and we photograph them some more, and then basically what we do during our opening, which is a debutante ball for both the female and the male of the Western Estates Association. And really what we're doing is we're manipulating our youth, pairing them off, separating them, moving them around, ghoulishly photographing them in different poses, setting up breakfasts and lunches and dinners with in-laws and elderly relations who need to be cared for, who need to have napkins put to their mouths as they spit up food that they cannot swallow. All of this done in the presence of young people who are trying to court each other. And in so doing, we are able to effectively retard, and I'm using that word in the very strictest definition, we're able to retard or to detour the burgeoning and healthy growing of romance between young people as they are brutally embarrassed by old people who can't keep their colostomy bag zipped tight or who cannot chew food and must spit it up into a napkin and be helped to the toilet. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is the Western Estates Homeowners Association opening. I was going to call you Fred. Steve, go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about Fred.
I know. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Fred Phelps. Go ahead.
Well, I mean...
No, Steve, go ahead the way we rehearsed it.
I know. I'm supposed to right now, ladies and gentlemen, talk about what happens in the opening after the preliminary embarrassment of the young people.
What are you doing, Fred?
You just call me Fred again.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Fred Phelps being anally received, or with the reception he received, the devil, today. And naturally you come to mind, Steve. Of course you would.
Well, what? I'm your husband, God. You think the devil's going to bend? Oh, wow. So the devil's going to put it to me and ow, right in the mouth. Oh, baby.
Yeah, I hit that pretty good, didn't I?
Baby.
Now, if you keep giving me a hard time, that happens some more. Do you understand?
God damn it!
Watch your language, would you, Steve?
All right, will you call me Fred? Shit! God! I know all again!
I don't want to hear the S word, and I don't want to hear the GD or anything like that. I told you. I told you, and I told you, and I told you, and I told you.
How many told yous is that?
Well, you love...
Man, that was a gut shot.
You better believe it was a gut shot. I'm sorry, Rick Wiffner. Rick Wiffner has just said, we've got to get going. You're right, Rick Wiffner. We do got to get going. I apologize very, very much for... I got distracted, ladies and gentlemen. The opening is the only time that we have this dance. It precedes the Springtacular. It is where... And why do we call it the opening? Because this is the opening that young people need to get together in a respectable way, to socialize in a respectable way, to meet each other on equal terms, both with their breath freshened, both with very expensive tuxedos and dresses, both in a very adult setting where, yes, they are allowed a very small amount of wine, but at the same time, it is butchered up and destroyed by elderly relations who are spitting up into towels, etc., etc. So what we do is see how the children react to these different embarrassing things that we put them through, even as they have their very best shot, possibly all year, at, and forgive me for saying this, at getting laid in a respectable way. So that's what we're talking about. And in the middle of that, I was going to hand it off to my husband, Steve Dooley, who was then going to go into some of the more detail, but instead he had to focus in on the mistake I made calling him Fred. I'm not saying the devil is giving it to you dry. I'm saying there are things about you that remind me, all right, of the devil giving it to you dry.
Yeah, but the devil giving it to you dry. That was really clean.
You know something, Steve? It's grotesque. You're spitting up blood and saliva. Ugh. Shut your mouth, would you please? Oh, God, you've morphed into almost something that came... You've morphed into something that's come out of the chamber that the fly was in. Oh, God. Oh, God. What are you doing, Steve? Steve, what are you doing?
The Bobby. The Bob.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is a presentation of Siempre Incorporated and Phil Hendry. All rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. Oh, my God, no. No.
No! No!